Welcome to the daily international OUN Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Rabbi Phil Keresh of the Orthodox Union, filling in for Naftali Herman. Thank you so much to each of you for joining today's call on Thursday, Yom Chamishi, the 24th day of Kislev, just a few hours away from lighting Hanukkah candles. For centuries, for millennia, Jewish candles have been lit. The Jewish spirit has been alive with Torah and Tzivah. This daily Tehillim that we have had over the last 8 months plus is but a small sample of that. Thank you so much to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Tehillim email. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Yosef Palachi, Rav of Derech Emet in Brooklyn, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by our daily recitation of Tehillim, three chapters of Psalms, three Prakim of Tehillim, chapters 23, 121, and 130, Prakim Kaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, which will be followed by Mishaberach for Cholin and Achim. We'll conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Palachi in order to learn a little bit about his community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Palachi.
Good afternoon, everyone. So today we'd like to speak about a little bit of Hanukkah. What is the great lesson that we should learn and take out and fulfill during these holy days and for the rest of our lives? And that is, we have to go back and understand the difference between the miracle of Purim and the miracle of Hanukkah. The difference is like this. If you look by Purim, the whole miracle of it was a decree that our bodies will be destroyed. Our guf, our physical, will be annihilated. And the reason being, the rabbis teach us, is because we were nehene miseudat achashverosh. We got pleasure from a seuda, a feast, from King Achashverosh where we weren't supposed to. So it was a measure for measure punishment. The only way we were able to get out of it if we do measure for measure back in return. And what we did was we fasted, and Hashem saw that we did teshuvah. We came back to Him, and He saved us, our physical bodies. And therefore, if you look at Purim, the whole essence of it is all physical. Make a mishteh, make a party, drink wine. Give mishloach manot, give baskets to your friends and family, and it's all about the physical body. However, if you look at Hanukkah is entirely different because there is a brayta. There's a rabbi teach us the reason why we were decreed such a decree from the groups were because we were lax in our Torah and the mitzvot. We weren't so enthusiastic, energetic to do the Torah and the sport. And because of that, Hashem made a decree from the Yevanim, from the Greeks, that they were going ahead to destroy us spiritually. Not physically, but spiritually. They took away, you know, don't do the korbanot sacrifices, the daily sacrifices. Don't do the daily menorah lighting, the ner, Nerot Chanukah and the Beit HaMikdash. Don't do this, don't do that. All of spirituality. And the only way we were able to come back and Hashem saved us was with one item, and that was our zest and our enthusiasm and our energeticness that we had. And we said, we're coming back to you, Hashem, and we will keep the Torah and the Mitzvot energetically. And that's why when we came in, famous question that everybody asks on Hanukkah, and that is, the Pnei Yehoshua says, on a time of a tzibur, when there's a many, many people, a mass amount of people, there's no din of tum'ah, impurity, and we could really light the candles with the impurity of the oil. So why did we wait and say, oh, we need a miracle? Because we wanted to show Hashem, we only want to do Torah and Mitzvot with that purity of mind. And that was our tikkun, that was our teshuvah. that we came back to Hashem in these days of Hanukkah, and we said that we will keep the Torah and Mitzvot with our full energy, with our full enthusiasm. And I'll end off with this. That is, the lesson of Hanukkah is that everybody, Baruch Hashem, everybody does Mitzvot. Everybody does Mitzvot. But the question that we have to bring out into our lives, that how do we bring it out? We have to bring it out with enthusiasm. There's a sefer called the Chot Tzadikim, the Ways of Tzadikim. The Ways of Tzadikim says over there, if a person does a mitzvah with simcha, with happiness, he gets 1,000 times reward more than a regular person doesn't do it with happiness. And that's the lesson of Hanukkah, that we cannot be lax in the mitzvot. And not only we cannot be lax, it's the way we do the mitzvah that it has to be with energy, it has to be with the happiness, it has to be with enthusiasm, because it shows that we love Hashem even more when we do it with our full, enthusiastic manner. Now I'll read the Tehillim. We're going to do chapter 23, Perek Kav Gimel. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai ro'i lo echsar, binot deshe yaditzeni, al mem lechot yenahaleni, nafshi yeshovev, yancheni b'ma'an gele tzedek, lema'an shemol gam, ki elech beget al mavet, lo irara, ki ata imali, shiftecha umshanatecha, hema yenachamuni, ta'aroch lefonai shokhan neged tzorai, ishanta v'shem roshi, kosei revaya, ach tov achesed yedefuni, ko yemech hayai, v'shabti v'et adunai, le'orech yamin. Now we're going to go to 121, kuf chaf alef, shir lama'alot, esaynai el ha'harim, ma'in yabo ezri, ezri mim adunai,
תהיינה עוזרה כשבות לכל אותך אלוני, אם אבונות תשמוריה, אדוני מי יעמוד, כי אם לך הרעש עליך, למה תיברה, קיוויתי אדוני, קיוויתי נפשי, ודברו אוכלתי, נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, כאחר ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד, והרבה מעובדות, והוא יותר ישראל, מכל אבונותיו. וזה מי שברך, מי שברך, אבותינו, אברהם, יעקב, משה ואלון, דמשמור, הוא יבלב ונפה את כל, can mention any names that you have right now, and then we'll say any names you can mention now. Shem Shalahem, Eswa Shlema, Wata Nefesh, Ufaka Fuat Gufto Shakisev, Lechen Yeratom Minoman Amen, and then we'll go with the question. Achenu Kovid Yisrael. הנותנים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין בימשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, יותיהם בצרה לרווחה, מאפלה לעולם, בשבות הגולה, חשת בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ובין אומר, אמן.
Amen. Rabbi Palachi, thank you so much for your divrei chizuk and divrei tefillah. We really appreciate you being on the call today. I just wanted to ask a few questions so that the people on our call today, hundreds of people from across the globe, could learn a little bit about you and your community. First of all, how are you doing? How is your family doing? And how is your community doing?
So, Baruch Hashem, on our end, we're doing mamash fantastic. I can probably say that in our community, it changed tremendous. And what I mean by that, in the area, in the shul's area, they actually put signs up, a lot of shuls, especially the famous shul Landau's, where they have a vignette every 15 minutes. And they were very makdid, they were very strict on guidelines, the shul. How, you know, a shul is a makom where the Shekhinah arises and we have to give up the utmost respect. And they went ahead and they instituted, listen, no, you know, you gotta be careful, you can't talk, during prayers, and they were very, very on to that. In general, I thought that was a great accomplishment. And, you know, people, a lot of people respect it. There's no cell phones, meaning the people turn off their cell phones, you know. Back, who knows, before Corona, it was like, okay, a guy gets a ringer, a guy gets that, it disturbs everybody's prayers. Baruch Hashem, they took that into account, so I'm very proud of that.
Wonderful. That's a really great lesson to learn through a difficult pandemic. Rabbi, can you give us a little bit of insight about yourself? What motivated you to go into the rabbinate to become a shul rabbi?
That's a very, very good question. What motivated me to be a rabbi? The answer is growing up, I was really, my father's a businessman, you know, my grandfather businessman. I was born into really business. And, at a young age, I was ready to be a businessman, right? I was selling Nestle Crunch fifth grade. I came a little older. I was selling every stage of my life, teenage years. I was always selling things. And I got to the age of 18. When I hit 18, I said to myself, listen, I'm going to go do a big now. I'm going to go make sure I make a successful business. I said, I can't do that without having a lot of Torah in my life. I need bracha, I need Hashem with me for the business. So I said, Hashem, I'm going now to Israel for the year. I'm going to go get your bracha. I'm going to learn your Torah. And with that, we're going to start a business together. He was going to be my business partner. Hashem was going to be it. And I did that. And after 1 year, I said, I need a little more time. And I went a second year. After the second year, I said, you know what? Just one more year and then I'll go into business. I said, I could do business my whole life till 80, 90. You know, I don't need to start when I'm 19, 20. Mm-hmm. I'll start 21. And I took another year in Israel. And by that time, things started opening up. And I said, you know what? At the end of the day, let me continue learning another year. And every year I pushed for another year. I went into one of the yeshivas one time, and a fellow came over to me and said, my brother's not learning any Torah. Could you help him? I said, no problem. We started learning together. He loved it. And Baruch Hashem, he got his friends and his friends and his friends. And it developed into a shiur of 20 guys, 30 guys, 40 guys. And before you know it, they're like, Rabbi, we need a place to stay. Rabbi, we need a place. And there was a shul, actually. They gave us their basement of their shul. And they said, you can mm-hmm. build, no problem. And built with the guys. Expanded, and now we have a building on Mutini 13. Big lot, very big lot. Minyanim every day, Shiurim every day. We have like a cube Wednesday night dinner, 8:30. 8:45, we give a shiur. You'll see all walks of life. Guys with tattoos, earrings, ponytails from all over. And Baruch Hashem, they come, and it grew and grew. And we grew and grew. That's motivated me. That was it. When I saw people actually responding to the shiurim and loving it. Then I got into Torah any time. I don't know if you have your Torah any time. And then through that, we started building up.
That is an incredible story. Thank you for sharing that. Really appreciate it. One last question for you. Rabbi, if you could look at some of the challenges that we've had in this pandemic, and if you could try to look into the future, a year or 2 years, what are some of the things, some of the silver linings that we've learned about in the pandemic that we will keep after the pandemic?
It's a very, very, very hard question to answer. But the answer that I would say is like this. Before the pandemic, I got a call from one of the guys in the Kishila. And he started crying to me. I said, what are you crying about? He said, Rabbi, I gave a halakha right before the pandemic. It was like 2 weeks before the whole pandemic. The pandemic started, what, about March, you would say? So right before that, like in February time, I gave a halakha. I got up in the shul, and I said the following halakha. I said, what happens in a shul on Shabbat if they didn't read the Sefer Torah? What happens? I said this. This is the halakha that I said right before the pandemic. I said, what happens to a synagogue if that Shabbat they didn't read the Torah? And I said the halakha dictates that if the synagogue did not read the Torah 1 week, the next week they must read the parasha, the prior, and that week. So one guy got up and said, Rabbi, it'll never happen. What halakha are you teaching us? It will never, ever happen. A shul will never close down for a week not to read the Sefer Torah. And I remember I was saying, you never say never. You're right. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. But never say never. And all of a sudden, that week, all the rabbis were calling me. And all the community was called. Like, the whole community was in an uproar.
Every shul had to close down. Government officials were going around, making sure that the shuls were closed down. And I remember that week we didn't read the Sefer Torah. And I remember I said, I called up that guy. You told me, how could it be? Right now you saw Hashem showed you the shul closed down without reading Sefer Torah that week. And I said to him, I said, the lesson to be learned of this whole corona and things like that, a person in life feels that, oh, you know, I'm going to shul, great, I'm going to shul. It's a great, great thing. But you must understand, you have an opportunity. It's a blessing that Hashem gave us that you have the zechut, you have the merit to go to shul, to go pray. And I think that's a great lesson. We can't take it for granted. Before corona, people were taking it for granted. That's what I felt. Yeah, I go to shul. I don't go to shul. It's right here, right there. I have a shul down my block. I'll go. After this whole corona, when people came into the synagogues and the shuls, they understood it's a blessing that Hashem is giving them the opportunity to come to shul. That's what I would take out. The lesson is, after corona, appreciate the fact that Hashem's opening up the doors, and it's our, we have a merit that God's giving us a blessing that we can walk into our shul and pray and do our services. Torah.
A beautiful response. Thank you so much, Rabbi Polachi. Thank you for being on the call today and for providing us with a glimpse into your community, as well as with all of Klal Yisrael and the entire world. Our thoughts and prayers, our tefillos, are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova. And may the Ribono Shel Olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Erev Shabbos at 1 p.m., for words of inspiration from Rabbi Yaakov Tesser of Young Israel of Aberdeen in New Jersey. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.